You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Greece has been wrangling over its budget. What about ours?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama unveils his budget for next year on Monday at a community college just outside of D.C. But how serious is this executive branch wish list in a gridlocked Washington? Marketplace's David Gura reports.
When we hear President Obama announce his 2013 budget, it's important to remember what the president's budget proposal really is. First, there are things he can't do. Jim Kessler is a vice president at Third Way, a centrist think tank.
The budget that the president puts out is merely a suggestion to Congress, and then Congress has to enact it or enact something else.
Second, Kessler says there are things he and Congress can't touch.
Half of the budget is not really subjected to congressional approval. It's Social Security, Medicaid, interest on the debt, and Medicare.
Don't forget, this is an election year, Kessler says. Republicans will focus on one number in particular, the deficit for this year, $1 trillion. And President Obama, he'll point to $3 trillion in savings over the next 10 years. In Washington, I'm David Gura from Marketplace.
The economic giant known as China is coming off a bad month. There's word Chinese exports fell 0.5% in January, but note that China's imports were down more than 15%. Also today, the U.S. trade deficit with China soared to a record $295 billion in 2011. Probably a topic when the man who could become China's new leader comes to Washington next week. Vice President Xi Jinping has business with President Obama and, among others, U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk, who joins us to talk about the plan for trade. Good morning, Ambassador Kirk.
Well, good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
President Obama talked about a new trade enforcement team to crack down on unfair trade practices by other countries. I think it was in the State of the Union speech. If you could take me a bit inside this team, how would it work?
One of the biggest complaints we heard from businesses even was that they felt we just weren't enforcing our trade rules. And while America had freely opened up our borders and our markets, many of our competitors, they thought, were gaming the system. So we made a commitment to a stronger enforcement program. We've been working to make sure any of our trading partners, they do one simple thing, open their markets the way they committed to as members of the World Trade Organization.
So, Ambassador Kirk, right now, regarding U.S. trade, would you say the number one violator of trade rules is China?
You know, I wouldn't say that, because the reality is one of the reasons the United States supported China's entry into the World Trade Organization is we realized we had an opportunity to create jobs in the United States by being able to help China with its growth needs. But that only works if China opens up its markets the way we've opened up ours to them.
Which part of this is the most concerning to you? The U.S. and China are on each other's nerves in a variety of areas. I was going through the list. I came up with car parts, wind turbines, raw materials. Is there a particular piece of that that you're focused on?
You know, there isn't one, and my job in particular as the chief lawyer for the president and Congress on trade matters is to do everything we can to work with China through either dialogue or, if we have to, by going to the World Trade Organization and prosecuting a case. That this is one of the most important relationships in the world in terms of keeping peace, in terms of economic harmonization and liberalization, but it's going to take constant engagement.
Well, Ambassador Kirk, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Europe, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being financial cataclysm, back up to a 6 now, despite Thursday's hoopla when Greek politicians reached a deal to severely cut government spending. EU leaders are now making it clear there will be no $173 billion bailout for Greece, until the budget promises are put into force. A vote on this latest chapter of painful austerity could come this weekend. Greece's major labor unions kicked off a two-day strike today, and there were protests. Rocks and Molotov cocktails on one side, tear gas on the other. Default and/or abandoning the euro are still possibilities. And now let's do the numbers. Greece in limbo. Investors worried. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 1%, 124 points down. The S&P 500 down 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite Index a loss of 0.8% currently.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. By GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com.
You may never have sat at the bar staring at the Diageo on offer. The alcoholic drinks giant owns brands that are more famous, including Guinness and Johnny Walker. Diageo says that its profits rose 15% last year, this despite flat sales in beleaguered Europe. From London, Christopher Worth explains how they did it.
Today, nearly one-third of the demand for alcoholic drinks comes from big emerging markets like China. And Ollie Waring of JustDrinks.com says there's one kind of drink everyone loves.
You look at China. When it comes to spirits, they love it international and they love it brown.
In China, sales of bourbon and scotch and Irish whiskeys are doing very well. Big drinks companies like Diageo and its rival Pernod Ricard, owner of Jameson, are competing to capture as many whiskey drinkers as possible. I asked Trevor Sterling, an analyst at Sanford Bernstein, if this is the start of a whiskey war.
Well, I don't know if war is quite the right phrase, but 10, 15 years ago, scotch was viewed as no man's drink. And clearly, there's been a huge turnaround.
And that includes the U.S. Diageo says its sales in North America are up 5%, although American tastes are changing. Sterling says last year marked the first time Irish whiskey outsold scotch. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And finally, a Las Vegas-based clinic that offers hormone treatment for men has plans to open up near the New York Stock Exchange. The Financial Times reports the in thing for beleaguered market players these days is testosterone injections. The claim, at least, is that it puts a pep in your step on the dance floor and on the trading floor. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
It takes a lot of people to make a movie, you know. Actors, directors, writers, caterers. They also need the geeks.
The cost of technology is lowering the cost of making films and of the kind of result that you can get for the money.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Tech Awards for the Academy Awards, the Oscars. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.